Even in these days of email, Skype, and FaceTime, we all know what the purpose of a post office is, to sort and deliver what we know is snail mail. But dig deeper. Just what story does that post office building tell about its community, about the people that depend on it? That's the question Lucy Blair asked. She and her wife and co-author, Lina Blair, set out to photograph each and every post office in the Upper Peninsula. It took them more than 4 years to do this, and it's told in their new book, Post Offices of the Upper Peninsula. Lucy Blair, very good to have you on Stateside.
Thank you. I'm glad to be here.
You and your wife live and work in Marquette, so you are UPers. I'm just wondering what led you to this idea of capturing images of every post office in the Upper Peninsula?
Yeah, we really love living here, and so we love being in Marquette, but we felt like we didn't know enough about the Upper Peninsula as a whole. We know that there's a lot to it, more than just Marquette, and so we decided to try to find a way to go to every town in the UP, and for us, it felt like the most definitive way to do that would be to see every post office. So, you know, we felt like post offices were a good thing because it would bring us to each town, because all towns have a post office. We kind of created a list ourselves based on the post office website, and then we just kind of went from there. And we saved that list in 2011 and stuck to that list, even though that list has changed over time.
Yeah, we'll have to talk about that because it certainly is a very critical time in the history of rural post offices. But first to what's in your book and the photographs, and I got to say, the variations in size and design are just stunning, from a huge, modern, big facility to the teeny tiny one in Cornell that's the size of a manufactured home, a.k.a. a trailer home. Which ones really surprised you?
You know, you've kind of put the nail on the head, because we were just shocked at how some of these buildings are very clearly post offices, but in a lot of cases, they either share buildings with other businesses, sometimes with libraries, sometimes even with a doctor's office. And so that really surprised us. But in terms of like specific post offices that surprised us or, you know, really stuck out, I think one of my favorites was the Ralph Post Office. And that was kind of at the end of our trip, and we went into Ralph, and we were looking everywhere for this post office, which happened a lot. We were always, like, looking and looking for post offices, because some of these towns, they're in the middle of nowhere, so even just finding the town could be challenging. And so for this particular one, we couldn't find it, so we went into a bar and had to ask where it was, and it had recently shut down, and it had been moved since it had shut down to private property. And so we found it, and the guy whose property it was on was outside, and he stopped and talked with us, and he told us about how his grandparents had built it in the 60s because they felt that the town needed a post office. And so he had this whole history of the post office, and it was really cool. Even though it was closed down, he showed us inside, and he talked to us about what it meant to him and his family. It was a beautiful setting, too, because the trees behind it were super tall and so green, and it was just a really perfect moment, because for us, we got to talk to somebody there, and we really got to have conversations with him about what it meant to him, which kind of reflected what this project has meant to us too. And so it was just a really cool situation.
And Lucy, as you and your wife photographed these post offices, how many did you ultimately wind up getting into your book?
Yeah, it was 134.
All right. And as you pointed out, you did this over these past 4 years at a really critical time in U.S. post office history. We know that the Postal Service has lost billions. Many of these small branch offices are closing or facing cutbacks in their operating hours. You've got many who think the federal government is just rearranging those deck chairs in the Titanic and ought to get out of the business of delivering mail. I'm wondering, what were your thoughts about the future of these branch offices as you went around the UP?
Well, and it's funny, because when we started, I didn't have any thoughts about it. You know, I just thought, oh, well, we're going to go take pictures of post offices. I didn't have any sort of like agenda or even real interest in what was happening. But, you know, when you're driving around to all these post offices and you see, you know, you can tell in some of the pictures people are coming out of them, and there's cars around them, and they're kind of hubs for these small towns, I really started to understand the role that they play in these communities, especially in such rural communities. You know, some places don't even have, you know, connected internet service. And so it was really fascinating to kind of see the role that they have in the community and how important they can be. And I learned a lot about how important the post offices are. And I think that, you know, it's a shame to see them closing and to even see the hours reduced because they can't have that significant role that maybe they used to. They do have a personality and they reflect the personality of the towns that they're in. And some of these towns don't have a lot of resources. So
it is it's a very, very interesting book. And who knew that a collection of photographs of different post office branches could be so varied? The book's title is Post Offices of the Upper Peninsula, photographed and written by Lina and Lucy Blair. And we have been talking with Lucy. And I can tell, Lucy, it turned into a labor of love, didn't it?
It totally did. And it's so funny, too, because, you know, I never would have expected that when we started. But so much has happened, you know, between us in the last 4 years and then even just for the post offices themselves, that it really became something that it was trips that we loved taking. And it was every place we went, we fell in love with. And it just really did become this project that meant so much to us.
Lucy Blair, thank you so much for sharing your project with us today on Stateside.